Deuteronomy chapter 31. Then Moses came and spoke these words to the whole of Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I cannot go out and come in any more, and the Lord has said to me, You shall not cross this Jordan. The Lord your God is crossing before you. He will destroy these nations in front of you, and you will dispossess them. It is Joshua who will cross over before you, as the Lord has said. And the Lord will deal with them as he dealt with Sihon and with Og, kings of the Amorites, and their land whom he destroyed. And the Lord will deliver them before you, and you will deal with them according to the whole body of commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and take courage. Do not fear and do not be terrified of them, for it is the Lord your God who is going with you. He will not desert you nor forsake you. Then Moses called out to Joshua and said to him in the sight of the whole of Israel, Be strong and take courage, for you will go with this people to the land about which the Lord swore to their fathers that he would give it to them, and you will cause them to inherit it. And it is the Lord who is going in front of you. He will be with you. He will not desert you nor forsake you. Do not fear and do not be afraid. And Moses wrote this law, and he gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carry the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them and said, At the completion of 7 years, at the time of the year of remission, at the festival of tabernacles, when all Israel comes to see the face of the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law in the presence of the whole of Israel, with them hearing. Convene the people, the men and the women and the children and your foreigner who is within your gates, so that they hear and so that they learn, and they fear the Lord your God, and they ensure to carry out all the words of this law. And their sons who have not known will hear and learn to fear the Lord your God all the days that you are alive on the ground which you are crossing the Jordan to go to take possession of it. And the Lord said to Moses, Look, the days are approaching for you to die. Call for Joshua, and both of you stand in the tent of contact, and I will command him. So Moses and Joshua went and stood in the tent of contact. And the Lord appeared in the tent in a column of cloud, and the column of cloud stood at the entrance to the tent. And the Lord said to Moses, You are about to lie down with your fathers, but the people will rise up and go whoring after the gods of the foreigner of the land, who has come there in their midst, and they will forsake me and break my covenant which I made with them. And my anger will be kindled against them on that day, and I will leave them and hide my face from them, and they will be for devouring, and many distressful evils will befall them. And they will say on that day, Is it not because my God is not in my midst that these evils have befallen me? But I will definitely hide my face on that day because of all the evil which they will have done, for they will have turned to other gods. So now, write this song for yourselves and teach it to the sons of Israel. Put it in their mouths so that I have this song as a testimony among the sons of Israel. For I will bring them into the land about which I swore to his fathers, flowing with milk and honey, but they will eat and be satisfied and they will grow fat, and they will turn to other gods and serve them, and they will despise me and break my covenant. And it will come to pass that many distressful evils will befall them. And this song will give testimony in their presence as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten from the mouth of their progeny, for I know their scheming which they are devising today, before I bring them into the land about which I swore. And Moses wrote this song on that day, and he taught it to the sons of Israel. And he commanded Joshua the son of Nun, and said, Be strong and take courage, for you will bring the sons of Israel to the land about which I swore to them, and I will be with you. And it came to pass, when Moses had finished writing the words of this law in a book in their entirety, that Moses commanded the Levites, who carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and he said, Take this book of the law, and put it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and it will be there as a testimony to you. For I know your recalcitrance and your stiff neck. Look, with me being still alive with you today, you have been recalcitrant with the Lord. So how much more after my death? Convene around me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, and I will speak these words with them hearing, and I will cause heaven and earth to testify to them. For I know that after my death you will certainly act corruptly and depart from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, for you will do evil in the eyes of the Lord, so as to provoke him to anger with the work of your hands. Then Moses spoke the words of this song in their entirety in the audience of the whole convocation of Israel.